Okay, so problems from yesterday is what's the deal with Ner Shabesa? The mitzvah is, the main mitzvah is one candle for the entire household. And the question is, what exactly is the formulation? What am I chayev to do? If you say I'm chayev to light, so then how am I yotze because my father lit? Right? I didn't light. So what am I appointing him a shliach? I don't have to appoint him anything. It's just simply when he lights, that's it, I'm yotze. So it's a funny kind of mitzvah. Like, how does that work exactly? Like, what is my obligation in the mitzvah? So we started to say that there's a mitzvah is to render, and this is what Matt was trying to suggest, that the mitzvah is to render your house a vehicle of piercing. Whereas the house...
I can't hear anything. I mean, it's very choppy.
Okay, Yuda, can you hear?
Yeah, I got perfect sound.
Uh-huh. One of these. A little bit closer to me. How's that, Ariel? That's Matt. Hello? Matt? Hello? Yeah, hey.
We should do holograms.
Yeah. No, I'll call you right now. You want me to call your cell phone or what? Okay, so I'll call you in a second, okay?
Sorry.
Nah, maybe.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so Ariel, can you hear me now?
Sounds better.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, so we started saying yesterday that you have to render your house. The piercing takes place through houses. That all the houses in the Klal Yisrael have. He wasn't hearing so well, so maybe if you can move it closer.
Yeah, we know. We're moving closer.
Your mitzvah is to render your house a vehicle of piercing. So therefore, this is the first take. Again, we're going to hopefully get this a little better. But so if that's the case, then if someone lived in your house is already a vehicle of piercing. So you simply, there's nothing for you to do. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, for instance, your house has to be a house of mezuzah. So what are you going to do? It already has a mezuzah. What is nothing to do? So if that's the so it turns out that you don't have anything to do. But the question is, if that's the case, then let's say, then it turns out you're not really yotzei the mitzvah. It's just that there's nothing to do, right? But you'd want to think that everyone's yotzei the mitzvah nechani. It's not like it's just you don't have anything to do because there's nothing to do. It's an onus. Like or Daniel said, let's say for instance the first guy is who lights it goes out. So now the second guy now could light because he has his house. He can make it a place of pirsum because he didn't fulfill it yet. But we've seen that's not true. We've seen that I fulfill my mitzvah through one of my family members lighting. So how does that work? How does that work? If you say that my obligation is to render a place of piercing, I didn't render it. My family member rendered it a place of piercing. So the question is, we still need to have a little bit of a better formulation. Although this seems to be a good step, but it seems like we still need something more. So a thing like this is, maybe this is what you guys were trying to say yesterday, but I think that original thought combined with where we're at now, I think could work out. Is that if you say that the mitzvah is that you have to render your house a makom piersum, right? Let's say that's the mitzvah, okay? Now you have a problem. The Torah is setting up, who's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on? It's on all of Klal Yisrael, okay? Chaf, the night of the 25th or whatever, of the Chag or whatever, the days of Chanukah, are mechayev everybody, all of Klal Yisrael, men and women, to do whatever the formulation of Ner Chanukah is, right? Now what's the chiyuv? What's the concept of the chiyuv? Is to render your bias a makom piersum. Okay? To render your bias a makom piersum. Now you have a problem, though, because you have five people living in one house, and a bias could only be rendered a makom piersum one time. Right? So you kind of have a problem in the way... It almost... If you don't say something, this mitzvah just can't get off the ground, because... You can't say the mitzvah's only on, like, you can't say, like what we said, well, only one guy's gonna do it and everyone else is anonymous. Because that may be good by, let's say, by Kisei Adam, that was mentioned. It's like if you
shut an animal and the wind covers it, so look, there's no machayev, there's nothing you could argue. I mean, whatever. You say, look, there's nothing for me to do, so I'm not yotze, but there's nothing for me to do. But I mean, on Ner Chanukah, there is something for you to do, and everyone in Klal Yisrael has to be involved in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So you can't just say that, oh, it turns out only 1/5 of Klal Yisrael is doing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. No, Leil Chanukah is machayev everybody to do it. And to say that the Chazal set up in a way that it just turns out no one's doing the mitzvah is, it doesn't make sense. So therefore, but yeah, the idea of the clearly it's din in the bias. So the real, the halacha is to render your bias a makom pirsum. So how could the Torah set that up? So you have to say is that since the chiv is to render your bias a makom pirsum, and a bias is something which is owned or used by the household, it's not used, it's used by a group of people together. So, and the chiv must be on the household, on the members of the household, to render their bias a makom pirsum. And who does it? Any of the members of the household could accomplish it. But the mitzvah, even if ordinarily in halacha, you wouldn't have like a unit called the household. You have a unit called Bezdin, you have a unit called the Kohanim, whatever. You have a unit of a household, not every useful household is a halachic unit. But here, since the mitzvah is to render the bias a makom pirsum, and a bias is shared by a group, by a household, so the mitzvah is going to have to set itself up on the unit of the household. And its thing is that the household, the members of the household are obligated to render their, as a unit, as a group, are obligated to render their bias among comparison. Now, as long as one of the members does it, you'll say this household has rendered their house among comparison. And they're all yotze, as a unit. So, it's true it's a group, but the group is forced by, it's not like it's a group which exists before the mitzvah was created. The group of the household is like forged by the nature of the way the mitzvah was set up. That it has to create the unit of the household. And I say probably by Mitzvah Zion, by Shabbos candles, it probably works the same way. Is that the bias is mechayev the diurim, the livers, the household, to put a mezuzah. And as long as one person does it, the dwellers are yotzei as a unit. And because it's chal on the house by the dwellers of the house, so therefore their mitzurathim, they're united together as a group through the way the chiv is set up, through the entity of the chiv, which is the bias. It has to be that they're going to be set. And it has to be chal. It can't be on all of them to render. You could have, so you could have had all of them. This is I think the point though. It's not pshat. You could have learned what's the halacha. You have to do a ma'isa hadlaka, an action of lighting a candle in your house. In which case, it would be chal on every single individual. Every individual has to do a ma'isa hadlaka in their house, and everyone would have to actually light a candle in their house. Right? That would have been fine. That would have been perfectly fine. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is not that you have to do a ma'isa hadlaka in your house. The halacha is that you have to render your bias a makom pirsum. And that by nature can't be done multiple times. It's by nature can only be done one time. And yet you have a chiyuv, 7 chiyuvim, 5 chiyuvim, whatever, to produce the same thing. So the only way you can do that is to say the chiyuv is chal upon the group of the household, the entity which lives in the house. And they are the ones who collectively take care of the affairs of the house. And they have to do, this is one of the affairs that they have to make sure that there is a, they have to create it. But what did I do? I'm part of that unit. I'm part of the household. And the household did it, and the household is a yotzei. So the mitzvah forges a gavra. The gavra of the mitzvah is the household. Yeah. Because the maisa is the maisa hadlaka. There's no maisa of rendering hadlaka. It appears the maisa is hadlaka, but the kiyam, the objective of the halakhic objective of the thing is to do a halakha to render the bias in makom pirsum. And since that is the character of the mitzvah, you can't do that 5 times. It doesn't lend itself to doing 5, it lends itself to doing once. So therefore, but now you have a mitzvah which can only be done once, and it falls on 5 individuals. So it can't be falling them as individuals, because then it would be setting up in a possible situation, a mitzvah which is impossible to be fulfilled. So therefore it has to grab hold of the unit of the household and obligate them. It's like, who's obligated to take out the recycling, to recycle? The household. It's an obligation of a household. It's not an obligation of me and of 5 people. It's of a household. Who's obligated? The household has to work it out. That's the unit of the obligation. Since garbage is from a household, so the unit, the obligation is on the household. It's like that kind of thing, you know? I think this is the same structure as mezuzah. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't think there's anything different, per se, than my mezuzah. But the only thing, yeah, right, I don't think it's different than mezuzah. So now the question is mahadran, right? I think that's our last stop. Okay? Mahadran. So mahadran is, which is, again, people who seek after mitzvos, they do one candle per person in the house. Okay? So if the household has five people, right, five people who live in the house, so every night they do five. Five, 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 five. Right? And that's, so the question is, what's that, what is that idea of mahadran? And it would be nice if altogether we could round out the, like, what's the, why is this mahadran and that's mahadran min mahadran? Like, I don't know, what's the deal? Like, it's funny, the whole, the names are funny. I don't know, maybe that should be mahadran min mahadran, that one should be mahadran. I mean, what's the, it's just funny, the whole thing is funny.
Are we assuming that Baal Bais is
lighting all them? No, let's assume, like the Rambam, that the Baal Bais is lighting them all. Okay, the 555, the Baal Bais lights five. It's not that every person does it, because it's one obligation for the household, and it's performed by one person. Not necessarily Baal Bais, whoever. It's performed by one person. It's one hadlaka, but you do a hadlaka of five candles because commensurate with the number of people who are in your household. So the question is, what's the point of that? Why should I? What value does that have? I mean, once I do one candle, I've rendered my house a place of piersim. So I understood the other ideas, the mahajim and mahajim, whatever, all those other ideas. But what's this idea? And if this is a good idea, then why is this lower in the bowl than mahajim and mahajim? Yeah, so I think Danny's trying to say is as follows. Let's just go back one step before we get to that. But it's like, if you were to imagine... Like, let's say you talk, you say a king. Let's say some guy comes to you and says, oh, the president. The president is awesome. This president is the best president in the world. Or something, you know, something like that. So you'd say, wow, that's pretty good. Now, let's say you have 10 people who come and tell you that. You'd say that. Then you'd really be gorgeous at more. It's more significant. Because, again, only one person says is very nice. It's an opinion. But the more people who are involved in a certain, in that type of a thing, if a million people say this president is awesome, then... That's the idea, like, of approval rating, right? The percentages. I mean, of course, everyone knows their neighbor who hates the president and knows their neighbor who loves the president. It doesn't do anything for you. But the idea is and that's a berov am adras malach. In multitudes of people, it brings splendor to the king. And so in general, it's like a mitzvah to do things like a big minion or a lot of people. It's just in general, if you're trying to express Kiddush Hashem and express the God's greatness in through this event, if you have... many people doing it, the more people doing it, the greater Kiddush Hashem, the greater sanctification of God. Because you have everybody, the entire nation is doing it. Right? Now, the thing is you have an anomaly, something funny here in this of Ner Chanukah. Because since the way the mitzvah is set up is that it's through defining the bias as a Makom Pirsum, the method of Pirsum was not just to run around the streets yelling about the miracle and telling stories. That's not the way it was. Okay, I mean, maybe Purim is something like that, you know? It's Kriyas Megillah. But here, it's through the bias. For whatever reason, I mean, we're not discussing why that is, but that's a given. That's the method which they chose. And now, in doing so, Ner Ishu Beso is the natural result, because it can only be done one time, and one Ner renders it a bias on Michael Pearson. Now, so in doing so, it turns out that you may have 5 million people in the Klal Yisrael, 5 people per household, and you'll only have, like, 1 million Neros. You know, I mean, we'll end up, it's so to speak, the way the mitzvah is set up, it lends itself, it diminishes in a sense. The basic level, the basic setup of the mitzvah, is in a certain sense, could be expanded. I don't know if it's lacking, but is that it's a limited expression of the person. Because here you have a whole klal, and yet you don't have the whole klal involved. Everyone's involvement in the mitzvah is, in an abstract way, because you say, I'm part of a unit of a household, and the household is doing it, and therefore I have the mitzvah. So in terms of a good structure of a mitzvah, that's great, and it's perfect. But in terms of, like, the shevach, the Kiddush Hashem, which takes place, a person who is mahadir as a mitzvah, who runs after mitzvahs, and seeks after mitzvahs, and understands the idea that we're trying to mefarsim, pirsim is the Kiddush Hashem, so he will set it up that his hadlaka, again, is one hadlaka for the bias. There's only one bias, and you can only define the bias through one hadlaka. But the hadlaka could have quantity. The hadlaka could have quantity to it. So you could light one candle and render the bias and makamiyos through one candle or through five candles. So when doing it with five candles, you're reflecting that although it's one halakha of the bias, but there's really five people involved in this bias who really recognize and are expressing their, this is representative of five people's chiyuv. And it's reflected in the neiros through the minyan of the minyan anshei bias. So that's a greater shava, that's a greater pirsum. Because it's not a greater pirsum, but it's the same pirsum, but it's quantitatively improved through reflecting more people involved in that piersum. Okay? The idea of the piersum itself is not enhanced. It's the same idea of piersum. But it's enhanced in quantity through reflecting the greater quantity of people involved in the piersum. So that's a key. Someone who's mahad of the mitzvah doesn't just go with the basic amount. The basic amount is good, and it reflects piersum, and halachically fulfill your obligation because it's through the bias. But a person who's moved to seize the idea of shavach will see an opportunity here to reflect, yeah, we're all yotze, and technically in the structure of the mitzvah, one candle suffices for the whole house. But I could reflect the minyan anshei bias, that there are really more than that of people who are involved in who this is working for, and this is their expression as well. So the number of Nero, the number of candles reflect the number of people for whom this mitzvah is going on, is counting for, and the number of people who are involved in the piercing. So now, so I think what Danny is saying is also very good, is that, so now if you want to compare Mahajan and Mahajan Min and Mahajan, so you can see very well why one is Mahajan and the other is Mahajan Min and Mahajan. See, because Mahajan, the reflecting the number of the people, it's the same piercing. But it's quantitatively greater. The ideational content of the piersum is exactly the same. We're lighting a candle. Okay, one candle. It's just that you're reflecting how many people are involved. So it's a greater Kiddush Hashem. It's a greater sanctification of God by the fact that more people are involved in trying to do this thing. But what are they doing? They're lighting a candle. Right? But in Mahajan Min HaMahajan, it's reflecting another concept about the piersum. What are you being mefarsim? What's the concept that you're trying to reflect? You're reflecting something about miracles, and miracles are for a purpose. They're not just magic. Or they're reflecting the idea that God's name should be the whole entire world, even Goyim. Or reflecting the idea of that the mitzvos and shevach perfects man. Or reflecting the idea that that as the quantity of the nace, the way the nace was building and building. So those are the content, ideational content of the shevach itself is enhanced. So the thing is, the first level is you take the same ideational content, but you maximize the quantity of the shevach. Because the quantity of the piersum is all the b'nei habayis. So it's a greater piersum, it's a greater kiddush Hashem in quantity, because the number of people are there. But in Mahajan Min HaMahajan is saying, for the Mahajan to say, we're going to max the quantity. We're sticking to the basic idea of piersum, but we're going to max it in terms of the quantity. But Mahajan Min HaMahajan seek after a greater quality, an idea, a greater idea about the piersum itself, and that's a different type of, they don't just suffice to reflect to maximize the quantity, but they go for the greatest idea, which could be, brought about through the mitzvah. So that's a different level. And the Rambam says, the way the Rambam says it, Mahajan Min HaMahajan, he says, people are Mahajan, let me see his last name. Yeah, he says, Osim Mitzvah Menam Mochar. He says, they do the choicest mitzvah. So I think that's what he means, is that it's the mitzvah itself is the greatest mitzvah. You wouldn't say the other one isn't mitzvah, it's not Menam Mochar, it's not choices, it's just the greater quantity. But it could be, it's like showing is that the mitzvah itself is like the most chosen, the most special expression of the mitzvah.
It's an enhancement of the essence.
Yeah, the essence of the mitzvah is, it's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah and a mivchar. The other one isn't, right, it's not an enhancement of the, it's the same mitzvah, just more. But a mitzvah and a mivchar is like, it's a new quality in the mitzvah. It's the chosen, how would you translate it, the mitzvah and a mivchar? The choicest mitzvah, I mean, it's the choicest. So it means it reflects, there's a new quality here. So it means they don't just go for the basic idea, but they, it shows the idea of this. And especially, again, not every mitzvah lends itself to this, but in the mitzvah of Shavach, there are the ideas, so this mitzvah lends itself to that. It could be also something to do with this, the Rabban, I mean, I have to look into it, but the fact that, I don't know if you have devices that have these types of things, the levels. So, it's a whole different discussion, but The Rabbanon, because I think like Gerbi said once, he gave a shir about it. The Rabbanon, the Raisa, there's a fixed form. It's like you're, there's a fixed form by the Torah. But in the Rabbanon, it's like you're following the idea of the mitzvah is a big, is more important in the part in the mitzvah itself. It's not, there's no like substance of a maisa of an action in a Rabbanon. The Raisa has like a specific form. So the form of the mitzvah is take a lulav. So it might be Shabbat, but the mitzvah is the mitzvah, and the Torah defined a strict form of the mitzvah. But in Ner Chanukah, it's not like the action of lighting a candle is a value per se. It's like be mefarsein the nes, be mishav do kiddush Hashem through this vehicle. So therefore, you could do it through, you could enhance it. And the idea and the thing is more built in. One thing which we didn't take up, I'm tempted to do it next week, I'm not sure. Two things we didn't take up. One thing is the machlokas between Tosafos and Rambam, whether Mahadran, Min HaMahadran builds on Mahadran. So for instance, if you have five people in your household, and you don't do Mahadran, Min HaMahadran, do you do 5, 10, 15, 20? Or do you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? You know? Like, is Mahadran, Min HaMahadran in addition to the Mahadran, or is it separate? So Tosafos holds it separate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. The Rambam holds that it builds. But the Rambam brings down the Minhag Pashut and Sfar, they only did 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. But the question is, what's that Machloka? So there's Tosafos on it, there's Rambam. So maybe we'll do that. I have to think about what I want to do that. And then there's also, we didn't do this, but there's a question of, in the Lashon, what does Mahadran mean? Does Mahadran mean Hidur Mitzvah? Beautification of the Mitzvah? Or does Mahadran mean someone who seeks after the Mitzvahs? Ram says the first, Raj says the second. So maybe we'll do that a little bit next week, I'm not sure. But if not, then I guess we'll go back to Kedushin. No, Bo Metzia.